taken protection measures.
This is the BBC World Service. We are interrupting our programs to bring you the latest news from the BBC. I am now joined from our newsroom. I was speaking earlier to BBC Mundo contributor Paula Molina, talking to me from Santiago about the ongoing COVID restrictions in the country of Chile, which was first praised for its vaccination rollout in Latin America, but unfortunately, their cases started rising and they had to impose another strict lockdown. We will have to interrupt the program. Okay, we are going to move. I am being told that we have to move on to the next item of the program, which is actually something quite old. Things like retro furniture and vintage clothes can have a certain cool feel to them, but it seems like ancient languages are joining the cool league as well, at least among a few Egyptians who are trying to reconnect with their heritage through learning the Coptic language. After Egypt became an Arabic-speaking country, Coptic only survived as the religious language of the Coptic Orthodox Church. But Rana Taha of BBC Arabic has come across some Egyptians who are determined to bring it back into everyday use.
We wanted to mark the International Day of the Mother Language. And so I started looking at older languages that existed in Egypt. This is where Coptic came up because it was the language that Egyptians spoke right before they started speaking in Arabic. And I realized that there were lots of efforts by people trying to revive the language.
As I was telling you earlier, we are interrupting our programs to bring you the latest BBC news. We are going to be joined now.
I've got WS Royal's Prince Philip programme Obit running order. You're listening to a programme on the BBC World Service with me, Jonathan Savage, to mark the death of the Duke of Edinburgh, which was announced a short time ago. Over the next hours, we'll be paying tribute to the Duke, looking back at his life, his service to the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth, and his contribution to environmental causes, and at his role as consort to Queen Elizabeth. Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, was the longest-serving royal consort in British history.